Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we are thankful and glad to be here yet another day, and we believe it is another opportunity to get it right, to do it again, to keep doing it. You know, it's nothing like having that good old persistence and consistency, just staying with something. You know, it kind of helps and shows you where you are, what you really care about, what you really love doing. You know, sometimes people have a hard time finding their purpose, finding the thing that really resonates with them or that really connects with them or the thing that they could really enjoy doing for a lifetime. One of the things that I was sharing with some people over on the social media network Facebook, I was talking about how to turn your pain into your passion, and or you can sometimes just kind of look back over the things that you've been doing for the longest. Sometimes when it comes to finding a job that you really love or finding that great business venture that you want to venture into, kind of get stuck, you know, what should I do, where should I go? But sometimes, you know, you can get unstuck by considering what is it that you really love doing. Well, we would love to help you out with figuring all of that out. So definitely, definitely make sure you get our information at the beginning of the show. Sometimes I'll give it at the end of the show, and you can get that. But I wanted to talk today. It's Tuesday, so this is our Tech Talk Day. That's right, not TED Talk, but Tech Talk. Tech Talk is great, too. You'll find out about a lot of technologies on there. And we said technology. Now, technology is not just something tangible. There's also intangible technological forces and technological advances that have taken place in our society. For instance, a technological advance could even be something like with parents. Sometimes it's technologically advanced that parents no longer make their children respect them in certain ways. That would be not necessarily a good one, but not all tangible technical advices are all that great either. Yeah, we know. Well, the computer is wonderful, so let's start talking about that. I thought we'd talk today about typewriters and tablets and how far we've come, right? So we started out of course, we would just write it down, and then we began to want to do it faster. And usually, a lot of the technology that we get is because we want to do things faster. So I'm not sure where all that's coming from, but I would have to do some more research on that to figure all that out. But most of what we do is, I mean, most of the technology that we're presented with is because we want to do faster. So we wanted to get words down on a paper either faster or something, because you figure with a typewriter, we're able to get more of a permanent, because, you know, like books, for instance, right? Books that have been printed for years and years and years. And the type holds up pretty well, right? You can still read it. Like, for instance, if you were to write something in just a pencil, of course, it would sort of fade away. And even and with an ink pen, for that matter, it might get kind of smudgy over time. But with a typewriter, and in a typewriter, you can sometimes read it a little better as well, right? Sometimes people's handwriting, everybody's handwriting is different. But with a typewriter, it's nice and clear. You can actually read everything that you're trying to read. So we sort of had our typewriters, but I go back to, oh, probably, let's see, the 1960s when we got our first typewriter. I remember as a child, around age 10 or so, that my sister, so she was 12, so that was like the idea, and it was even before that, I think, oh my goodness, probably maybe I was 8, and so she might have been about 10. Yeah, I was 7, 8 in that age bracket. I mean, the main toy you wanted for Christmas was a typewriter. And I guess that's because they were, you know, becoming somewhat a big deal in secretaries, and a lot of women were getting the role as a secretary, and that was seen as part of the secretary's toolkit, a typewriter. So I remember, so as a little girl, if you were going to get a doll baby, the only other thing to get outside of the doll baby was this typewriter. And I remember wanting that so bad and thinking that when we get that typewriter, we really arrived. So prior to that, we had our paper dolls, and easy bake ovens and everything. Yeah, you wanted to cook. But because of the job market changing and more women going off into the workplace, you had a lot of manufacturing going on around those time periods, had a lot of key punch, a lot of people were working, had to keep up with all that data. So the typewriter, it got really big. The CEOs needed these secretaries to type out documents for them. It was pretty cool. And that typewriter, right, you could type. So by the time I got to high school, the typewriter, we had to take typing. Yeah, you had to take typing. You had to learn, every student had to learn how to type. Now, who knew, I mean, fast forward, who knew that the typewriter would evolve into a computer with a memory? That was incredible. When they devised that little tool to say that we'll create something with a memory to memorize certain functions that you do all the time, like the cutting and the pasting, capitalizing certain letters, storing files and creating folders, inserting different items within the document. And then when we had got the big share button, right? Everybody went share crazy. But yeah, so the typewriter, you know, evolved. And so first we had the typewriter with the old-fashioned ribbon and the keys. Every time you hit one of the letters, this little key thing would come up and stroke the paper. And so you just heard the ping, 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 ping. So the typewriter was noisy, for one thing. One of the differences, now you can be typing on the computer, and no one can even hear you. You won't even know. I have students who can sit there and type faster than you can shake a stick, and they've already sent a message, and you wouldn't even know they did it. But now with the old typewriter, that wouldn't have been possible. Because first you would have had this big clunky thing. Imagine carrying that around, and some people did. Sure, writers and publishers back in those days, you had this big old typewriter, and you're going plunk, 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 plunk. So, no, you would definitely be heard. But then we went from that, and you had the old-fashioned where this big old key strikes it, and there was a ribbon there, and every time it would strike the ribbon against that key with such force, it would leave the imprint of the letter. Well, the problem was, what if you hit the wrong letter? Well, you had to take the paper out and start all over. Now, can you imagine? You're typing a document that the paper is full of letters and words, and you make a mistake. Now you got to start all over. Boy, oh boy, were we upset and frustrated. Can you feel our frustration having to do that? So the first invention, or the next invention, I should say, was where they created this little piece of paper, so to speak, that had white, like a white chalkish substance, I guess, or a pasty type of substance, but it would dry really quick. And so you would take that, and you would backspace to the place where you had made the misspelled letter. You would, or the error, you put that paper down between. And you have to be precision with this. Come on. You have to put that paper right down between the slot where it could hit the paper and in between the ribbon. But it was a very, very thin area. You have to slide that in there, and then you have to hit the key again to put the white chalk over the black letter or blue letter, whatever color typing you were doing. And that became the way to make corrections. But again, it was better than throwing the paper out and having to start all over. But that was revolutionary at that time. At that time, that was revolutionary. And boy, oh boy, were we some happy people. So you're talking about 40 years ago. We were happy, happy, happy. And then we moved on up, and we got, so that was, but again, you got to keep up with that little sheet of paper. After a while, it wears out, so you got to make sure that you have more. But we eventually advanced on to other things like whiteout. But before the whiteout, long before the whiteout came, so we had this, so again, with that old typewriter, you had to hit this, the return was not a return key. It was a return handle. So it wasn't a key, it was a handle. And this return handle would move the cylinder, because as you're typing, the cylinder where the ribbon is actually, where the key is hitting the ribbon, and the cylinder where the paper is going from, start here and you're typing, is going from left to right. And so, because you got to get to the end of the paper, right? And then you hit this key, boom, and you hit this handle, and it sends the cylinder back to the left. So you can start off typing again on the left side of the paper, and then it goes to the right side, correct? Okay. So it was a really, really an interesting process how they came up with that. What a great machine. So this is, I think I just did Thursday's show then and now. But it was made a good topic anyway, so we'll finish up this on Thursday. I forgot Thursday's is the then and now, so we were going to talk about something from the old technology from before and how that technology is doing today. So actually, I'm going to have to get another one now because I've already talked about that. Well, today's technology, today in technology is moving so swiftly for the very reasons that we want something faster, we want something smaller, and we want something that can handle more volume. Those are typically the reasons that we create these new technologies. We want something faster, something smaller, something that can do more volume, that can process more data, that can do more work. And it has really, you know, I don't want to say it's spun out of control. However, it has created a major shift in our society and in our economy. Because a lot of jobs were removed and given to machines. Let's face it, that's the reality. But they knew this was going to happen because, remember, a lot of the companies that produce these items, the big companies, they're 50 years into the future. And so, for instance, in 75, they already knew what was going to be happening in the year 2000 or in the year 85. They already knew what was going to be happening in 2010 or 1995. They already know what they wanted to see happen and what was going to happen in 2015. So all of this is happening. No, they didn't have a crystal ball, but they knew what they wanted to produce. They already knew, had some ideas of how this was going to pan out. And everyone that was involved in the creation of these items had some idea about our economic state and how many people would be put out of work, how many people would end up in poverty, how many people would end up needing food stamps and would not be able to take care of their families, how many families would actually not be able to do as well as their parents and their grandparents did because of this technology that uses machines. Now, like right now, they're talking about the computers and the technology that before they were talking when we had manufacturing era and manufacturing got really big. In order for manufacturing to get as big as it did, they created machines that could do the work of several human beings. Some more mechanical type operations, right? Some physical, mechanical type things. Well, today, we have technology that can do a lot of mental things that human beings do. So the decision making, problem solving, right? They're building computers now and mechanical devices. Before we were taking away, we were designing machines that could do what humans could physically do. And so now they've got a new slate of computers that can do what humans do mentally. And that is a problem, if you ask me. Well, that's a sign of the times. It's however you want to look at it. Because if you replace human beings with machines. Now, we know we've been saying that for a long time, but that was physically. So we still had our minds, so we could still do a lot of mental jobs. But if you begin to build machines that can think, solve problems, be creative, then what do you need human beings for? So we really need to keep our eyes as entrepreneurs. We should really keep our eyes on what's really going on. And so, yes, this is all about entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show host. And, yes, I want you to be successful business owners, but I also want us to be aware of what's happening around us as entrepreneurs. And I know that a lot of people know about this, but I'm sure a lot of people don't know. and we need to know, what do we need to do? Maybe someone as an entrepreneurial idea will take up that cause, take up that awareness. What do we do? Why are we building machines that will pretty much shut us down? So now, what are the machines going to be in control? That can't happen. So we need to look more into this, and we need to begin to speak up, open our mouths, write our Congress, write our president, while we still may have a chance to even talk to the president. We better make sure that we are being aware of these things and paying attention. I mean, it's all nice and good to have bigger, smaller, faster. I love the cell phone. I'm using this phone. I'm using technological advances to air this program. But let's face it, I don't want a program that can think, make decisions, solve problems, be creative. God said he made man in his image, not a machine. Okay, God didn't make a machine in his image, and he could have. He could have, since he's all-knowing and all-powerful. He could have. He didn't have to make man. So man, let's realize that, yes, it's great to have technologies and tools to help us do what we need to do, but we don't want to replace ourselves. I mean, sounds pretty foolish. So I think we should really look into this, and I think that we should really consider what is really going on before it's too late, just like we did with the other machines and computers that basically shut millions out of a job. And we haven't recovered from that. We're not even nowhere near recovered, and we have a lot of negative impact and negative effects of that in our society right here in the United States, because in some countries they still do a lot of things themselves. And yes, they may seem slower, but we being so fast, where has that gotten us? So now we can kill faster, we can starve faster, we can be homeless faster. So where has it gotten us? It's made a lot of people filthy rich who can now stand back and say, I don't want to help, and don't criticize me like the rich person out there in California who wrote the article to, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, I believe, don't quote me on that though. I don't have my fact checker sitting here and not at my computer to look it up. But here's the thing, we better wake up and realize what's going on and stop worrying about what a Miley Cyrus or what a Beyonce has on at a Grammy. We better recognize the reality that is facing us, because if we keep this up, we won't be able to watch a Grammy. So we better get real and stop playing games and understand that there are some things that are taking place that they're getting away with because we're not on our watch. And just like we weren't on our watch with that, and we didn't do anything to stop it when they made a lot of machines to take the place of human beings in these factories. And then they begin to do what? One after another, shut them down, shut down, shut down. Every time you turned around, another company was downsizing and shutting down. Why? Because they had machines to replace people. If a machine can do the work of 100 men, if you can get one machine to do the work of 100 men and then do it better, what do you think they were going to do? And now, and they didn't care about the money part because they were already making the money off of us. And now they're talking about machines, the ones that they're creating now, can do a lot of the mental work that we do. So I'm just saying, technology, yes, this is technology. This is I'm using this as a techno day, a Tuesday in technology. And then I don't know, maybe I'll switch technologies to Thursday, but no, I'll keep Thursdays then and now. But technology, wow, we better wake up, is all I can say. You better look into this. You better consider it before. And again, you know, what is God saying about all of this? You know, we want faster and all of that. Well, maybe we don't need it so fast. Maybe we need to slow down. Because where is all this fast got us? No job. So I know everyone's going to be listening tonight to the State of the Union with our President Barack Obama. He will be speaking. He will be giving his State of the Union, how he's going to fix our job situation, our unemployment situation, and some other problems. But our unemployment is horrible right now. So here's what we need to do. We need to listen, pay strict attention, take notes, and we need to get involved. As an entrepreneur, that means you have this ability to utilize your knowledge and skills and abilities to affect change in our society. That's what entrepreneurs do, right? When Starbucks opened up and entrepreneurs started that business, it sure enough affected change in our society. Dunkin' Donuts is still affecting change. It's got everybody end up hanging out at the gyms now. So we need to really, I believe, my opinion, my personal opinion, is that we not need to be asleep right now. This is not the time to be caught up in frivolous news and news that doesn't really matter. And yes, it's important to keep up with who shot who, but we better wake up and begin to watch the world news reports and see what's happening around the world. And scientifically, what's happening as they're building. Now, we want to get on countries that are building nuclear weapons or nuclear power or what have you. Well, we better get on our own country for building machines that are going to put even more people out of work. We can't afford any more people out of work. We can't afford that in America. We can't afford it, so we need to look into it and we need to put a stop to it. If we can fight against rap music, well, we need to fight against them building machines that will take our place, machines that can solve problems and think, and machines that are creative. I mean, hello, then what will you do if they have a machine that can think and solve a problem and make decisions? Where do you think you want to be working? For those of you who have a job, right? Unless you think that you'll be the ones creating these machines. Well, I don't know about that, because what it takes to create those machines is a lot of math and science. And remember, for the most part, in this country, we thought that was chic to say we don't like math and science. We never made that a priority for our students, for the most part, and you know what I'm talking about. And so it wasn't simply, as a matter of fact, we never even made education a priority. That's why we're having so many high school dropouts now, because it was never a priority with these children, so they never felt like they had to finish. It's, I'll go to school if I want. I'll do good if I want. We never made it a priority for them. And so now, when they get tired of it, and guess what happens with school? You will get tired of it. You might, you know, almost anybody does something for 18 years might get tired of it, right? So eventually, well, let's say 12, 15 years, you're going to get tired of it. But we have to have instilled in them that you don't get tired. You may get tired, but you get your second wind and you keep going. It's not an option. So just imagine what can happen over the next, you know, 5, 10. So this is Tuesday, Tech Watch, Tech Talk. So we'll have more Tech Talk for you. We'll be keeping an eye on the technology for you on Tuesday. For yours, tune back in next Tuesday. Wednesdays is about wealth. So actually what I did, I attached a topic to the letter. So Wednesday, we're talking tomorrow about wealth, how you can build wealth for your family and yourself and your community. So awesome tips for tomorrow. And so all week long, don't forget, we do have our website. So you can definitely go to our website. Please go to our website. Make a comment. I'm not quite sure where the comment will go at this moment, but make a comment. I'll see if it goes to my inbox. The website again is lalisawix.com/AAE show. Also, don't forget to sign up for my exciting training, How to Make Money with Your Message. So for that, you can go to h2mmoney.com. I'm going to upload a little cool training there. I can't wait. So excited about that. But go there, h2mmoney. Sign up so I can show you how you can begin to make money with your message. Then also, don't forget, if you would like to get your dream, if you would like to figure out what you should be doing with your life, how you can move forward, if you would like to know how to tap into your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities, go to www.coachlalisa.com. Well, that's all I have time for today. We are down to the last seconds of the show. I think we're actually over 1 minute, so I'm trying to keep the show down to a half hour. But I know you're busy. You have other things you have to go do. And who wants to sit and listen to Coach Lalisa on the radio for a whole half hour? So there are other things you can be doing and listening. And we appreciate you tuning in each and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all week long, all month long, all year. And we certainly appreciate those that have been tuning in over and down through the years. Yes, we are still here. This is one of my main blogs. So people have a lot of written blogs. This is my audio blog. And very soon, you will be able to watch this blog as well. So I'm so excited about that. So that's some new technology that we have coming. And the very fact that you can already do it on your phone. And also, I want everyone who wants to release my power to text the word power to release my power to 22828. Text that to me, 22828, and I have a free gift for you if you text release my power to 22828. So until next time, have an awesome, wonderful, powerful day. And don't forget, you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lalisa.